This is a training on the basic principles of leasing. So a lease is an alternative form of a credit. So a lease is not like a loan. It's unlike a loan. A lease is more like cash flow driven. So what I mean by that is that, you know, when you have a lease, it means that you can obtain an equipment, you know, without having to provide for a collateral. So that's a very simplified way of having access to finance.
What are the conditions for that?
Let me just give a typical example. So let's say we have an SME that has a business that needs equipment. So let me first start by clarifying that there's not any leasing transaction going on right now in South Sudan.
Yes, it's something that is coming.
It's in the pipeline. Mm. So the basic example I'm giving right now, you have an SME that wants an equipment for a business. The SME approaches a leasing company and said, you know, I have interest in obtaining this equipment. The leasing company then goes to look at the equipment and verifies, you know, and so the equipment is obtained by the SME without having to fully pay, you know, mm-hmm. all the cost of the equipment. So mm-hmm. in return, you know, the SME pays to the leasing company a rental for a period of, let's say, 2 years, 3 years, depending on the value of the equipment.
Why is it just restricted to equipment? And what kind of equipment can we talk about here?
It's movable equipment for now, but it also could be immovable. So right now, we've actually drafted a law which we have presented to the Bank of South Sudan. The Bank of South Sudan is actually the champion of this leasing initiative in South Sudan. So the Bank of South Sudan has looked at it and is sending it to the Minister of Justice, and so they'll look at it, and then before they make their input and then forward it to the Parliament. So it's for movable and immovable.
Now, there might be challenges and even opportunities for the banks here. You have banks that are all in the market and you have banks that are just starting. They don't have that international or regional experience in dealing with such things. So how do you think the local banks here and the international banks that are working here can deal with this situation?
Okay, so this is actually the first step. Like, this training today is the first step. So we have quite a lot of banks here. So now we take them through the basic principles of leasing. Now we have a more defined product, you know, very specialized products for banks. So what it means is that as IFC and as the World Bank Group, we are partnering with the Bank of South Sudan to see how we can support the banks, both the local banks and international banks who don't have knowledge about leasing, to see how we can build their capacity to be able to do leasing transactions.